And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It is my privilege to be joining you today. Last week, I shared how you can break free from the three predetermined phases of life. Today's show is one of my more popular shows, and it'll provide a roadmap to break out of those three phases I discussed last week. It's six steps. Pay attention to step five. If you have some young adults in your life, this is a show you may want to share with them. There's a great quote from Al Snow, and it pertains to us as real estate investors. The quote says, "If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do." I absolutely love that quote because it is so true. You see, as real estate investors, we are only part of the 7% of people in the United States. Let me explain that. Take all the people in the United States, how many own investment rental real estate? Only 7%. You see, it's rare for someone to excel. Only 5 to 10% of us out there ever really excel and succeed. What is that? 1 in 10? 1 in 20? They're the ones that are willing to do the things that others won't do. They study more. They push themselves. They work out more. They sacrifice personal time for their craft, whatever that craft is, arts, sports, music, academics, yes, finances, investing, being a pilot, archery, anything. There are the 5% of people out there that are just that much better than everybody else. And rarely are the top 5% the gifted types, and you know who I'm talking about. Yes, those folks exist out there. They're extremely rare. There can only be one Albert Einstein, one Michael Jordan, one Da Vinci, one Eric Clapton, one Warren Buffett. You know where I'm going. I'm not discussing the rare savant or the rare genius. What I'm talking about is the folks that worked to be in the top 5%. If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. I cannot teach you how to be the best baseball player, the best painter, the best musician. But what I can share with you is how to become a member of the top 5% net worth club in the United States. Now, what is that club? The top 5% have a net worth greater than $1 million. The top 2% have a net worth greater than $2.4 million, and the top 1% of net worth in the United States has a net worth of $10.8 million or above. Top 10%, $850,000. Top 50% is $520,000. So remember, you have to be willing to do what others won't do. I've outlined six steps on how you can achieve that and blast yourself quickly into the top 5% of net worth. These are very easy steps. They're my steps. I wrote them myself. I didn't pull them from a book. I didn't pull them from the internet. I just sat down and thought about what I've learned in life, and it's some of the best advice that I can pass on to my children. I put those into six easy steps to follow. I will tell you, step five is the most important step. And I'll also share with you that step four is where most people end up. They stop. They feel like they've succeeded. And usually they're at step four and they're in their 60s or their 70s or their 80s. And they don't know that there's two other steps. But if you're in that top 5%, that 1 out of 20, right? 5% means 1 out of 20. That means you're among the best, right? So top 5% of net worth is $1 million. Top 2% is $2.4 million. Top 1% is $10.8 million. So, yeah, basically a net worth of $1 million puts you in that top 5%. Now, we have a diverse audience, and I know that many people listening to me right now do not believe that they can be a millionaire. I disagree. There's a quote by Napoleon Hill. He says, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And that's men and women. He's using man for mankind. But if you can conceive it and believe it and see yourself doing it, I guarantee you can achieve it. Now, another group of you listening to me are real estate investors. And right now you're kind of chuckling because you don't think $1 million is very much. And I get it. Many of you real estate investors listening to me are easily in the top 2%. And many of you out there, and I call many of you my friends, you're in the top 1%. Remember that 1% is a net worth of $10.8 million. Imagine that. Pretty incredible, right? You can do that. Follow these steps. Now, 2 points I need to make before we get into the 6 steps. Why would someone want to be wealthy? Why would they want to be in the top 5%? Well, it's simple. It's because wealth is the engine that allows you to concentrate on peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Wealth is the engine, right? It frees you up to have a well-balanced life. If you have the money, you can buy your time back. And with that time, you can focus on those aspects of a balanced life that are important. Also, if you're in that top 5% of net worth, what's it mean? You can share skills. You can share knowledge. Again, you can share your time. And yes, you can absolutely share your wealth. Go make the world a better place. Now, people that don't have money, they easily begin to blame others. I understand the poor gets punished the most, sadly, but that's a fact of life. But if you're in that top 5%, chances are you can avoid that spiral of self-hate, that spiral of anger, that hate of others, that hate of your country, the abuse that comes with that. Think about it. The loudest, angriest people out there, more often than not, are broke. And I want you to understand this. When you see those loud, angry people screaming, understand that they hate themselves first. It's important that you understand that. They hate themselves first, so it makes it easier for them to spew hate at others. And part of that is being broke, right? They just don't know how to get ahead, or they don't want to get ahead. But wealth provides confidence. There is a saying, money doesn't buy happiness. I get it. It doesn't focus on the peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. But I will tell you, the happiest people I know are wealthy. Kind of a disclaimer on the money doesn't buy happiness, sure. But the happiest people that I know seem to be wealthy. Now, the other point I want to make is to get into this top 5% of net worth in the country. This is important. You don't need any special skills. You don't need any specific university degrees. You don't even have to have a university degree. You don't have to start with a ton of money. Lord knows I started with nothing. I had a single mom. I had a really old car. In college, I used to sell hemoglobin out of my arm just so I can eat and have gas money. So I started with pretty much nothing, but I discovered as I was going forward and I looked back at these 6 steps, I was following those 6 steps, and soon it gave me the ability to grow and succeed and get ahead and be an investor. Now, these are very basic steps. Step one, I'll share with you. Step one, don't be stupid. Don't make dumb decisions. And I know that sounds harsh, but I'm literally saying don't be stupid and don't make dumb decisions. Look, I share this advice with my kids all the time, but stupid people make stupid decisions. Ignorance isn't bliss. It's expensive. Stupid life decisions, stupid financial decisions, stupid relationship decisions, stupid health decisions. Yes, it's harsh. But again, if I'll share it with my kids, I'll share it with you. What's that saying? Trying to think of play stupid games, win stupid prizes. People are reckless. How about this one? Playing around with guns. Guns are not toys. How many people are in the grave because some fool was playing with a gun? That's stupid decisions. Driving like a maniac. Some of you listening to me right now, you're driving down the highway and some person making dumb decisions is weaving in and out of traffic at a high rate of speed, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Drunk driving, there's a stupid decision. Or showing off, right? How many people, unfortunately, are in wheelchairs or in the graves because of stupid behavior? Addiction, not following safety protocols. I was on a job site once and a guy fell to his death and he wasn't wearing his fall protection. Guess where his fall protection was? He unharnessed it on the roof. He wasn't wearing it. And it was a horrific situation, but it was a stupid decision. People taking selfies over steep cliffs, right? You hear about that all the time. Anything for that picture, oh, they just fell 1,200 feet to their death. No, that's a dumb decision. Don't make dumb decisions. Look, if you follow step one, stop being stupid, immediately you're going to be between the top 80 and 60% of net worth in this country. Immediately. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn for just $297 with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Harrison. I'll throw my email out one more time. I'm here to help. Send me your questions and your concerns. I'll respond personally. That email address is askmike@luinc.com. And while I have you, if there's a show topic that you'd like me to discuss on the show, if I can get it on the air, I'd be happy to. Just send me an email and in the subject line put show topic. I've outlined six steps that I've created, and it's basically items I've learned over the years. And if you follow these six steps, you're all but guaranteed to be a millionaire. Now, step one is don't be stupid. Don't make dumb decisions, literally. And I talked about that. But I want to go back to it because paying attention and not making dumb decisions immediately, in my opinion, this is all me. I didn't get this from a book, but that's going to put you above 20 to 40% of people in this country immediately, just that one step. And I know that sounds cruel, but if you think about it, you're going to go, you know what, Harrison, you're right. That step one will get you to a net worth anywhere from $6,500 to $67,000. I know it doesn't sound a lot, but if you look at the statistics of net worth by percentile in this country, that's what it is, 20 to 40%. So 60, call it $6,500 to $67,000. And you can look those up, but what I found is the most recent guidelines for net worth by percentile in this country is information from 2022. Step two, very important, and I'm going to say this in all capital letters. You must want to succeed. You must want to get ahead. I know that sounds cliche, but I'll tell you, not everybody wants to do better. To earn your way into that top 5%, to earn your way to be a millionaire, you have to want to succeed. It means that you've accepted. Wanting to succeed really means you've accepted that you're going to take some effort. You're going to put in some effort on your part. But I'll tell you, many people just don't care. They'll hide or ignore the truth. Why? Because it's easier for them. Some people are comfortable being okay. Okay job, okay relationship, okay life. But change takes effort, and you must get out of your comfort zone. I've talked about that so many times on this show. We have a saying, what gets in the way of a great life, a good life. What gets in the way of a good life? An okay life. Step two is about getting out of being okay, that okay life phase. But for a lot of people out there, okay is easier than working on bettering your situation. Step two is about not being lazy. Remember, I said it earlier in the show, if you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. But many people have just given up. They've succeeded in not making dumb decisions and not being stupid. But after that, they're just okay. And they've just kind of given up. I think there's a lot of folks out there that flat out don't believe they can get ahead. There's a lot of noise in their mind, and they don't believe they can get ahead. And nothing could be further from the truth. You know the types. They're the ones that just say, it is what it is. That saying drives me crazy. You run into these people all the time. You see them at stores, government offices, the Department of Motor Vehicles. And I'm not saying all those people there are just living the okay life. There's some great people that work in those organizations. But you know the types because you've run into them before. You've run into them at the customer service department when you've called for any kind of service. You've run into them when you have a warranty issue that you're trying to get addressed. And you know the type. They're just worn out on the phone. They're not really engaged. They're not showing empathy to your issues. You see them at the store. These are the people that don't care about their health. They don't care about their car. They don't care about their yard. They're the ones wearing pajamas and flip-flops out in public and not on Halloween, if that's your outfit. I'm talking about every day, wake up in whatever you wore and, oh, I'm just going to go to the store in this. When did that become acceptable? Those are the people that they're happy just being okay. Step three, this is an important step. So we're continuing on, right? We've conquered step one. We've conquered step two. What can we do? Step three, be responsible. What does being responsible look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like good credit. It looks like being honest. It looks like being a person that shows up on time. Don't leave people. If you've got an appointment, don't show up late. My dad used to have a saying, if you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're lost. Step four is learn and practice financial competence. Live on less than you make. Pay yourself first. That's so important because you're going to take that pay and we're going to use it for something later in the show. That's step five, but pay yourself first. Step four is where you know the difference between consumer debt and investment debt. And I say that, and a lot of people, they pretend they know the difference, yet they're burdened with massive consumer debt and they're not utilizing investment debt to their success. Investment debt, so, so important. Zero balance on those credit cards, my friends. If you're carrying a balance, that's just an anchor. You're swimming out at sea with an anchor tied around your leg. No car loans. That's me. Now, I've had car loans in the past, but that was before I was enlightened. That was before my real estate investment days. If you can get 0% interest or a low interest, I guess we can debate that. That's probably okay. In this step, financial competence, no college loans. That's the real epidemic in this country, my friend, is the college loan. That's the real epidemic. No college loans. I don't know the degree where it's okay to go be $300,000 in debt. And some of you out there may be going, well, he's going to be a doctor or a lawyer. You still are $300,000 in debt. Think about all the time you lost. Don't be house poor. I've gone to people's houses that are super, over the top nice. And when you look around, there's two or three rooms that they don't have furniture. Or you see those houses and they can't do the landscape or they can't take care of the maintenance. Those folks are house poor. Learn to use the power of financial leverage, right? Financial leverage, so important. Understand tax laws. Tax laws are your greatest burden. Uncle Sam is the greatest hindrance to your net worth. Learn tax laws and understand how they work. And I know that's a dry subject for many of you, but that guy's pulling a lot of money out of your pocket. Learn those laws so that you can encourage him to pull less money out of your pocket. Learn what I call RONW, return on net worth. What is that, you may say? Well, that is where you look at your net worth and you say, what is my return? What am I making on my net worth? What is my net worth earning for me? I want you to learn the four types of income: W-2 income, portfolio income, passive income, and the fourth type, compounded income. That's the sweetest. create a personal financial statement. Do it. Look at it and adjust it. I adjust mine 2 to 3 times a year. It's a very important statement that you have. Write down annual, quarterly, monthly goals. Get an effective financial education. That's not necessarily in school or college. Lord knows we don't teach financial competence in schools, and we should be teaching that elementary, middle, and high school. So if you don't engage in stupid behavior, if you want to succeed, you care and are responsible and practice financial competence, congratulations. At some point in your life, you're going to cross into that top 15% of net worth. That's about $800,000. Most people out there that seem to be doing just fine, neighbors, coworkers, friends, let me tell you, they stop at step four. They pay the house off. They feed the 401k. The majority of people I know are in step four, my friends, families, neighbors. They don't realize there's two more steps. And the most important step in this entire list is step five. This is where you buy cash flowing assets and you create positive passive income. This is what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. This is what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. Never lose money. Yes, I've lost money once in a real estate investment, but I can't say that with stocks, mutual funds. I lost all the time, daily, monthly, annually. They give you the old summer up, summer down. Well, the down ones are lost dollars. Also, those investments must cash flow. It's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. And if you do that, you can't get rich slow. I'm telling you right now, because when you're investing in real estate investments, the way we teach it, you are literally making money five ways on a single family property and six different ways on a multifamily property. Cash flow, equity capture, mortgage pay down, appreciation, the tax advantages are tremendous. Remember, I told you the greatest hindrance to your net worth is Uncle Sam. Now, in step five, this is wealthy people buying streams of income, and they are utilizing the power of leverage, investment debt to build wealth. Understand this, the quicker you get to step five, the wealthier you will be over the long term. Dale Walmsley, our founder, he achieved step five when he was 34. Look at him now. I didn't achieve step five until I was in my mid-40s. It's never too late to start. Let me tell you how powerful step five is. At 44, my net worth had me in that top 25 percentile of wealth in the United States. Here I am 10 years later. That wealth has multiplied many, many times over. That's how powerful step five is. Step five is nuclear fuel to your net worth. Absolutely. It is so powerful. And I want to thank Lifestyles Unlimited for giving me the roadmap to thrive in step five and absolutely change my life. My friends, you can do it as well. Now, there's one more step, and that's step six. This is the repeat and reinvest. Repeating step five is the key to the top 5% of net worth. Over time, within step six, you're going to push into the top 2% of net worth. How many of you out there listening to me right now don't believe that you can be in the top 2% of net worth in the United States? And let me share with you again what that top 2% is. The top 2% is a net worth of $2.4 million. Friends, as a real estate investor, if you're within step five and you achieve step five and you continue and you rinse and repeat, it's not going to take you long to get into that top 2%. Remember, top 5% is a net worth of $1 million. You'll get there pretty quick using our program. And I know that's shocking to hear, but you can because of the five ways we make money. Think about this. If you're only coming out of pocket 20% to purchase single family properties, let's say, $200,000 is controlling $1 million worth of properties. And as those properties go on and you're able to turn those properties over time, taking advantage of those four other ways to make money, you're going to be able to pour that back in and build what I call a cash flow snowball. That's that rinse and repeat. It doesn't stop. I will be a real estate investor for the end of my days. I assure you of that. Just continuing to grow a bigger snowball, greater cash flow. I did so this year. I've invested six figures because I want to build the cash flow. Last year, I invested well over six figures as well to build the cash flow snowball. Same thing year before, same thing year before that, same thing year before that. Passive streams of income. Also, what am I doing? One of those ways we make money, again, is avoiding the tax man. I invest to create passive streams of depreciation. So, so important. But within this step six, this reinvestment and continuing and growing the snowball, friends, I'm telling you, this is where you're going to have so much fun. You get to network with other people just like you. You get to stay sharp. You get to learn best practices and hone those best practices, the continuing education. Look, markets and conditions change. That's why we do need to stay sharp and understand what the best practices are for the times that we are in, right? The practices evolve, but that networking, staying sharp, helps us evolve with it. So if you're starting with small good choices and compounding them, my favorite word, compounding, as in compounding your income, compounding your net worth. I'm here to tell you, one rent house isn't going to retire you, but it's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 isn't going to retire you, but it's a start. That's the beginning of that step five. The point is, just make one good choice for yourself. Back to step one. Don't make dumb decisions, right? Make a good choice. Make another good choice tomorrow. Create cash flow. Compound the cash flow. Reinvest and repeat. Now, next week, I'm going to go into my cash flow snowball show. And that's a deep dive into this step six. You've heard me mention the cash flow snowball. That's exactly what it is. And I'm going to do that next week. So if you're catching this show, be sure you catch next week's show. But friends, the power of compounded wealth works with that repeat and reinvest. We're using money that we made on our investments to put into new investments and compound those. Something else to think about when you reach that top 5% of net worth is your legacy. What are you going to be remembered for? If you've got kids, they need to know how you got there. You don't want them to waste what you created. There's an old saying, my grandfather rode a camel, I drive a Rolls Royce, my grandson, granddaughter will ride a camel. It's because the generations after you seem to lose how you made that. Andy Webb just did a show on that. You should look it up. It's a great show, and he shares that information of legacy. For the rest of you out there, remember, your tomorrow's decided today. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.